Just want to finish off a few points about the halachas of Masha Baruch Hu Merda Goshem. If we keep talking about it, eventually the halachas will know, everybody will know for sure. In a situation of a safik, so there's two issues in regards to a situation of a safik. A person is not sure if they said the proper haskara, and again, the people who do not, we're talking about people who do not normally say merit at all, so they can't rely on that. So a person is not sure if he said Masha Baruch Hu Merda Goshem. If he did not say it, he would have to impeach from Nesrei. If he's not sure, what's the halacha? There's an assumption in halacha that a person did not, if a person is not sure whether he said it or not for the first 30 days from Shmini Atzeres and onwards, we assume he probably said it incorrectly, he forgot to say it, and therefore he would have to impeach from Nesrei. The Mishnah Berurah adds a caveat. If a person was sure that at the beginning of, when he started Shmini Atzeres, he was planning to say it, and number one, and number two, the question only arose much later. Did I say Masha Ruch during Shachar? I don't remember. So in that situation, we assume he probably said it correctly, and he does not need to repeat. If that question arose immediately after he finished Shmoneh Esrei, did I say it or not? According to Mishnah Berurah, a person would have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. Rosh Hashanah Zalman Zichrei Livracha adds, however, let's say the person can recall that he remembers not at the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei, but at the beginning of the Bracha of Atal Gibor, he remembered that he should say Masha Baruch Hu Merda Goshem. He remembers he thought about that. He doesn't remember whether he said it or not. He remembers thinking about that. We assume he said it correctly. We assume that he said it correctly, and even if the question arose immediately after Shacharis, he would not repeat. Because if at the beginning of the second Bracha, he remembers thinking about that he's supposed to say it, he doesn't remember whether he said it or not, even though the question arises immediately, we assume probably he said it correctly. Okay, that's one point which is important about this. The second point is the Pesachei Tshuva. The Pesachei Tshuva says, let's say, this issue we say that the assumption is 30 days. Let's say a person knows that his nature is that it takes him longer to get accustomed to changing. Or vice versa, it takes him shorter to get accustomed to changing. He knows by habit, he's noticed himself, the way he says davening, that he gets into a new mode of davening in less than 30 days. He can assume that he follows his own natural flow, and if he knows that he normally takes less than 30 days to weaken, he can assume after whatever amount of time that is, let's say it takes him 2 or 3 weeks, by after 2 or 3 weeks, he can assume he said it properly, he does not repeat Shmoneh Esrei. He knows the opposite, it takes him longer than 30 days to get used to it. So also, he would have to, the opposite, the chumrah, he assumes that a person would then repeat Shmoneh Esrei. He knows his nature, he probably didn't say it properly. In other words, the 30-day period of time is for the average person, unless we know otherwise. If a person knows otherwise, then a person would go according to his own nature. There is a halacha that a person, if he wants to get out of the situation, or get out of these cases of safek, especially a person whose nature is not at the average, so he's very not clear what he should be doing. Should he go in 30 days, etc.? The best thing to do is as soon as possible after we change over to Masha Baruch Hu Merda Goshem, a person would repeat from the end of the first phrase of the second paragraph. So he's going to cussing himself by saying it, preferably 101 times, say that phrase. And by doing that, he's going to get himself used to saying it in the proper way. And then Allah says he can assume that he said it properly. Allah also says that if a person already didn't do that immediately, he waited a week and a half before he does it, like our situation. So obviously you subtract from your 101 times the corresponding amount that you need to be able to equal to 101 times. We assume that from Shmini Atzeres till 30 days, there's three davenings a day, which is 90 times 30 days. However, there's also Musaf in Shmini Atzeres, Sifchus Torah, there's Shabbos, there's Rosh Chodesh. So there's more than 90 tefillos in that 30-day period. If a person will say the amount of time it takes, that amount of time, 101 times total, so you can do your math. So if a person will do that, that's also sufficient to say that he probably said it correctly. So any person who knows that his nature is different, that he's not sure what he should do when he gets to all these situations which are uncomfortable, it is advised in halacha he should do this in order to obviate the problem of having these issues. Have a good morning. I want to make one announcement for the Yeshiva Gedolah, for halacha Seder. I did not put up a chart yet. That's when we're going to be learning the halachas of Shabbos, not the malachas. We're going to start with Siman Reish Mem Beis, and then skip to Reish Mem Tes, which would be the halachas for Shabbos. And I mentioned today, I'll put up a chart. Have a good morning.